This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Joining us in studio to continue our election coverage is College of Idaho Professor Jasper Lacalze. I didn't even stay up late last night. And Boise Dev's Don Day. We're also joined by Ada County Clerk Phil McGrain. Happy birthday, Phil.
Thank you.
Day after Election Day, you know?
Okay. I'm here hard at work, too.
I know. He's got his vote pin on.
He does. Look at this.
I voted today, too.
Hey, now, don't start any rumors, Jasper. Okay, let's look at the turnout in Ada County specifically, Phil, because Boise had a 40% turnout. This is atypical of an off season.
Yeah, this is extremely high turnout. I think you saw that in a couple of the hot areas. Boise had really high turnout, especially kind of the northeast end of the city. Also Eagle, 42% turnout in the city of Eagle and also in the city of Star.
So we have something historic going on in Boise, which is this mayoral runoff. So walk us through how this works, because one of the questions we have is from a listener from Twitter, LH, wanting to know, can we vote absentee?
Yeah, so it's a huge undertaking for our office. I've already had meetings this morning, and people are working on the runoff as we speak. It's a huge logistics operation. Most people don't think of elections in this way, but we're the largest event planning operation in the state of Idaho. I mean, effectively, if you think, we just held events at 150. I'm a giant party planner. And so there's a lot that goes into it. And we're going to pack about 4 to 5 months worth of work into the next 30 days. So there's a lot of people hard at work trying to make that all happen. We will still try to put the normal election process in this 30-day window. Some things that makes it difficult. So normally we mail absentee ballots 45 days before an election.
You can't do that.
We can't do that here. So we anticipate that we'll have absentee ballots going out on Tuesday when the post. We'll have them ready on Monday. But to go out. So we're going to mail absentee ballots to all those who requested ones for the city election, because this was really an extension of the city election that's already occurred. People can still request an absentee ballot up until Friday the 22nd. So we'll process all of those. We will still have early voting.
Oh, you will? I was going to ask. Okay, so
we're
going to
have early voting. We'll have 2 weeks of early voting. This makes it a little bit unique. We're going to close for one day because it's Thanksgiving, and that's just, reasonable expectation.
I mean, look, you're working on your birthday, so you should at least get Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
All right. So what about the day of the election on December 3rd? Do you have to have every precinct open? What are the laws surrounding that?
Do we have to? No. Are we going to? Yes. Right. It was a policy decision when we consolidated elections and our office took them over to make it consistent and predictable for voters. And so one of the best ways to do that is have the same place to vote. So we're working right now to lock in all the polling locations. So it should be your regular polling location on the runoff day, which will be December 3rd. If for some reason something changes, it's simply because we can't get a facility, and we will notify all registered voters of that change.
And even if you didn't vote, you can still vote.
That's correct. Yeah. This could have an entirely different looking electorate when it comes to the runoff.
So in the beginning of the program, Don Day had mentioned that the two of you had exchanged some text messages. And right.
Now public now.
I know.
Text
right?
A reporter and right? Somebody's looking out
this,
their mouth.
This is what happens. But a really interesting point is that because, speculating here completely is if for some reason, let's say Mayor Beter decides, the numbers favor Lauren McClain, I'm going to step away. She does not automatically win the election.
I believe that's true. I think that, as you already noted, we're kind of in hypotheticals here.
Right.
And I've got a lot of real things that we're trying to tackle. But
thanks for humoring
that
us.
Being said, the way the statute reads and the way the city ordinance read, the purpose of these provisions is to have someone with a majority of the support. And right now, no candidate has a majority of the votes. And so I believe a runoff would still occur. I'm not very confident that this is something we're going to be contending with. We'll see what happens over the next few days. I will say, just on the going back to the logistics side, we're going to be printing ballots this weekend. So the elections, the window for this conversation
this engine
is
has
extremely
not stopped.
Narrow. Yeah.
So cost of this runoff.
Yeah, we're thankful the city of Boise is going to pick up the bill. Normally, we pay for all these costs. We even told them to plan for $100,000. It could kind of be a little less, could be a little bit more. But elections are a major undertaking. We'll have 88 precincts in use for this election. And that includes poll workers and all the ballot costs and everything that go with running.
I'm going to give you another hypothetical. What if you have to do a recount?
That unfortunately, that's a real possibility in this situation. We did have some close races. A lot of people have focused on the mayoral races, but we had a close race in the Eagle Fire District as well as CUNA City Council. So we're monitoring that. It's already a strain on our office. If we also have a recount, this is going to be especially interesting.
Can you talk about the 2003 city runoff for the council seat and the turnout differences there?
Because we did see a runoff election one other time, correct? And this was the 2003 city council election in Boise.
Yeah, that's the prior instance. So much has changed, though, so it's tough to make any sort of apples-to-apples comparisons. Elections as a nation have been overhauled. So 2003 was just after Bush v. Gore in 2000. None of the changes had been implemented yet. So just as an industry, it doesn't look the same. So, for example, that election was run by the city of Boise back then, where now all the elections are run by the county. And so there's a lot of differences in how that worked, how well-informed voters were. So I just don't think that's going to be a good bellwether for what we're going to see. What we do see nationally, though, is runoff elections usually have depressed turnout compared to the actual election. What we've seen from different studies is about a quarter of the voters who voted yesterday will likely show up for the runoff. You know, with the energy that's going on here locally, though, I could see it being more than that. We'll certainly be prepared for a lot more. But it'll be interesting to see how different that electorate is when it comes to the actual runoff.
I think it's going to be fascinating. This is right after the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right.
Holiday season is kicking up. It's not
Weather in there.
That's what I said this morning. What if there's a snowstorm?
There's only one race on the ballot.
So, Phil, but how do you pick that day? Because I think there are people that are wondering, how do we pick? It's not a random day, we should say.
Oddly, it's not that far off from what you just described either. I mean, of course, it's not.
You just put a date in the hat and pick it out?
Tuesday.
Yeah, to a certain degree. So the statute just simply says it has to happen within 30 days. And actually, the city ordinance gets to define it. Here, the city of Boise's ordinance doesn't address the issue. So we met with the city attorney's office and worked through. It was our suggestion that December 3rd be the date. That gives us the most possible time. It puts it on a Tuesday, which is predictable. Arguably, it could have been on a Monday or a different day. It just seems like that would be a disservice to the public because they're used to voting on Tuesdays.
I have to wrap everybody up. Thank you all so very much for coming in, for your time today. Our guest today, Jasper Lekhalsey, professor with the College of Idaho, Don Day with Boise Dev, Ada County Clerk Phil McGrain joining us to help us understand how this runoff will work.
And a cast of thousands.
I know, yes. Right? We had everything for everyone. Thank you so very much for listening. We could not do this show without all of you, especially those of you that engage with us on social media. Thank you so much. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It's Wednesday. It's a beautiful day. Go out there and enjoy it. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Mm-hmm.